This reading is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 43 to 54. After spending 2 days in Samaria, Jesus left and went to Galilee, for he himself had said,
"A prophet is not respected in his own country."
When he arrived in Galilee, the people there welcomed him, because they had gone to the Passover festival in Jerusalem and had seen everything that he had done during the festival. Then Jesus went back to Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. A government official was there whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to go to Capernaum and heal his son, who was about to die. Jesus said to him,
"None of you will ever believe unless you see miracles and wonders."
"Sir, come with me before my son dies."
"Go, your son will live."
The man believed Jesus' words and went. On his way home, his servants met him with this news.
"Master, Master, your boy will live."
He asked them what time it was that his son got better.
"It was about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon when the fever left him."
Then the father remembered that it was at that very hour when Jesus had told him, "Your son will live." So he and all his family believed. This was the second miracle that Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee. Thanks be to God.
Do take a seat, and I'm going to need everybody to listen and help me throughout this talk. So children, if you've been drawing in the pads or anything, just put everything down, and we're going to start by just remembering that verse that we learnt through song. So I'll just ask if the screen could put up the slide of the "These Things Are Written," so we can just gather our thoughts. And it's going to help us right the way through. So we're just going to have another go at this. Let's give you a starting note. We don't need anybody to help, I don't think. Now, remind me, who started this side? This side, "These things are written." "These things." And you're going to be standing up. And children, I need you to really help the adults, because they're not very good at this sort of thing. Tick, three. "These things are written that you might believe
that Jesus is..."
"These things are written that you may believe that
Jesus is the Christ."
Then by believing, you can have life in his name. Excellent. And everyone stand up, please, because we're going to look at that passage and see how that helps us to understand the miracle that Rainbow Drama played, acted out for us. The miracle of Jesus healing somebody, a little boy, from a disease that would have taken him and he would have died. But Jesus healed him. And we're going to look back and see how the sign of that miracle points to Jesus. So I want you just to remember that by just pointing back. It's a hot day, let's hope we all put deodorant on. And then we're going to look up to see how it points to Christ up above. And then we're going to look forward, and then we're going to look at ourselves. Can you do that? We're going to look back, we look up, we look forward and at ourselves. Back, up, forward and ourselves. If nothing else, you've got a bit of aerobics that I've taught you that can get you going in the morning. Okay, do sit down. I want you to imagine that you are on the edge of that crowd. And that crowd has gathered, and you're thinking, how does this point? And we're thinking, how does this miracle point us to Jesus? What can we learn about Jesus from this miracle? That's where we are. I want you to think. So, you've gathered into a crowd, and then suddenly, let's remember what happened.
a man comes up to Jesus and says, "My boy is dying. You must come." And then what happens? He turns around and he starts talking to the crowd about something. And that puts this man off a little bit, but still he comes back. "No, no, you must come. My boy is dying." And I'm sure everyone, even if you're really young, can understand how bad that man must have been feeling, that his little boy was dying. But then Jesus said, "Go, your son will live." And amazingly, the man was happy with that. And off he went. I think if I was looking on in the crowd, I'd think, Jesus just asked him to come with him, but Jesus said, "Go." Then maybe a few days later, you see that man who came to Jesus on the edge of the crowd, and you sidle up to him and say, what happened? And that man would have said, "My boy was healed." So how does that story point us to Christ? Well, first of all, it points back. If you were sitting on the edge of that crowd, and you were a very good boy, and you'd been to junior synagogue, and you'd learnt your Bible, you would realise that right the way through what we know is the Old Testament, God is someone who was longing to heal his people. And many old prophets were used by God to speak that word. That God was longing and promised to heal his people. That would have meant all sorts of things, but there was that important part of God that he wanted to heal his people, and that's a picture of a prophet called Ezekiel. It wasn't exactly like that, but that's what an artist thought he might look like. And Ezekiel, in one of the passages, said that God wanted to be a shepherd to his people and to bind up their wounds. So if you'd been listening, you'd think, maybe this is something to do with some of those passages I learned in junior synagogue. Because the God in the Old Testament is someone who was longing to heal and promised to send a shepherd who would heal. If you're a religious leader and you'd been around for the next few weeks when Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," you may have been a bit put off and said, "Jesus is claiming to be that good shepherd promised in the Old Testament." But if you'd been on the edge of that crowd, you could walk up to them and say, "No, but I know it, I've seen it. He does exactly what God would do if God was amongst us." And that's what Jesus did when he was amongst us. He did exactly what God would do if he was amongst us. And God was longing to heal. So this miracle of a healing points to the promises of Jesus in the Old Testament. Secondly, it points up. Do you remember that was the second thing? And if you remember from our memory verse, the second thing that John says he wrote the stories for was in order to help us to believe that Jesus was the Son of God. That didn't quite fit into our scan, so we didn't include it in the song. But that was the second thing, that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus' home was in heaven. He came from heaven, born of a virgin, but he had a mother who was of earth, but his father was in heaven. That means that he was very, very powerful. And we know that from this healing. I've just got a question for the children that I want you to answer. I've got a jigsaw. It's my son's jigsaw of Bella off the Tweenies. If you don't know what the Tweenies is, 7 o'clock every morning. CBeebies, okay? Now, this is a puzzle of Bella. Now, it's broken. It's in bits. Do you think any of the children can fix this? Just put your hand up, children, if you think you can make this look like Bella again. There's a good number of you. I'm going to ask another question. Let's see, who put your hand up? That's somebody nearby. Okay, I'll ask you a question. This is up here, actually. I'm going to leave it on the table. Now, do you think you could put that jigsaw together if that jigsaw stays there and you're there? Do you think you could do it from where you are, sitting now? If the jigsaw stays up on the table? Yes or no?
No.
No. Does anyone think they could do that? If they're sitting in the chair. Okay, go on. Try really hard. Go on. Think. You've got to stay where you are, though. See if you can get that jigsaw put together. It's difficult, isn't it? Why was this a miracle? Because we know that there are doctors who heal people all the time. I want you to look in your Bibles. I think it's page 93 in the green Bibles under, which I should have asked you to turn to earlier. And children, I want you to tell your parents why you think this was a miracle.
In the New Testament.
In the New Testament, so it's right at the back, page 93. And look at verse 50, which is very easy, but also see if you can learn anything from verse 52. Why was this a miracle? We live in an age where medicine is amazing and can do all sorts of things to help our bodies get better. Verse 50 is where you get the first one, why this is a miracle. And verse 52 might help you, but you might need to think laterally. Okay, firstly, does any of the children know why this was a miracle? Because this boy may have had a disease that we wouldn't need to worry about today because we have inoculations. Lots of you children have had injections when you were very young to help you stop getting some diseases. But why was this a miracle? Does anybody know? Think about the example that I gave you as well. Any hands up? Actually, don't get home to have your lunch. Why was this a miracle? Oh, Harry, excellent.
Because Jesus didn't actually touch him.
That's amazing, isn't it? All Jesus did, what did Jesus do? All Jesus did was speak a word. He said, go. Now, that jigsaw, you can do that, but can you do it from Sevenoaks, let's say? That would be really difficult, wouldn't it? But Jesus' word was so powerful that the boy was healed. And when the servants came back and asked Jesus about, asked the official about it, they said, no, he was healed at a certain time of day. And the official said, that's exactly the time of day when Jesus said, go, your son will be healed. Now, our natural response to that, and especially if you've been singing our song that some of us have learnt recently, is only God can do that. Only God can do that. So the sign points upwards because Jesus must be God to do this sort of miracle. The sign also points forward. And it points forward to the really important job that Jesus did on the cross. This little boy that he healed would one day get sick again and would then die. So there was something more about this miracle that teaches us about what Jesus was going to do. And Jesus was going to, through the cross, through dying for our sins in our place, mean that we could be healed from the real problem, which is our soul sickness, which means that we are separated from God, that we can't be friends with God. That was the real mission of Jesus, that we might be healed. Back in those old prophets, there were many things said that pointed to Jesus. One of them says that he would come to heal and bind up the brokenhearted because we live broken lives on earth. And it says amazingly, by his wounds we are healed. So this miracle points to the great mission of Jesus, the great healer. It points to the great miracle of the cross. Because as Jesus died in our place, our soul sickness is healed. And it's wonderful, I found that picture of the cross. If you put in to Google broken lives, that is the picture that comes up right on the top of the page. thought, how wonderful. We live in a world of broken lives. And we know that ourselves because we feel that soul sickness within. And yet, the cross is the answer. The great healer dies in our place. And finally, it points in. The sign of the miracle points to us. What about me? What about me tomorrow? What about me next week? What am I to do in response to this miracle and this great truth? Well, let's take our cue from the Bible and see what the official did. Have a look at verse 47. What was the first thing that Jesus did? Just have a quick look, and you'll find the first thing that that the official did is he'd heard about Jesus, and he came to Jesus to ask him to help. When we feel that soul sickness, that brokenness within, the first thing we must do to know healing is come to Jesus. People today, your friends in school, your friends at work, maybe your other family, they may go to all sorts of different areas to get help. But the real solution is found in Jesus. The official came to Jesus first. And then he persisted. Even though Jesus said, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Possibly to the official, possibly to the crowd. He still said, but Lord, I'm desperate for you to come and help. We need to persevere, even when those around us might put us off. And lastly, he took Jesus at his word. That's in verse 50. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him. It's amazing that the words of Jesus are kept for us in the Bible. Let's all, every day, make an effort to take Jesus at his word. Because that word is powerful, just as this miracle has shown us. So let's just remember, by standing up, limbering your limbs, and remembering that this miracle points back to the promise of Jesus, one who would come and heal not just our physical bodies, but heal our relationship with God and heal our broken lives. He was from God. He was powerful. His word was mighty. It points forward to the cross where Jesus would accomplish that great healing of salvation for us. And it points to me, to tell me, to take Jesus at his word. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for promising to send one who would heal us. We thank you that that one is Jesus, and he is powerful, and he is God. And we thank you for the great healing work that he did for us on the cross. Help us to trust in him. Bit by bit, step by step, and day by day. Amen.